take a look in our Shmona Esrei. I want to go over two brachas with you because these are specifically dealing with tshuva. And the second one begins slach lanu. And slach is, of course, the word for slichos. So I want to zero in on what this means. And if you pay attention, you will be able to have greater kavana 3 times the debt. So this is like a good investment. You know what I mean? Like sometimes it's like, whatever, Rosh Hashanah is once a year, Rabbi, you know? Okay, you know, you don't want to die and all, that's true. But, you know, this is like 3 times a day.
Rabbi,
you're not Beinoni, huh?
So, Rabbi, when they make a break.
So here, it's mamash a good investment because you listen for a few minutes and you have something for 3 times a day, which is pretty, you know, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good ROI.
That's a great investment. So you ready for this? I need you to follow me. I want to show you a pattern that you may have noticed or you may not have noticed. You guys over there ready?
I'm ready.
You're not going to regret this. You're not going to regret this. Take a look from Esrei. Hashivenu. We are going to parallel. We're going to compare Hashivenu and Slach Lanu. Are you ready? You don't want to look inside? Take a look. Page 42. Or whatever other page you want. Yeah. Shmona Esrei. You can take a look in Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv. It's up to you. But here we go. Hashivenu. We're going to parallel Hashivenu and Slach Lanu. Hashivenu Avinu L'Seiresecha V'Karvenu Malkeinu L'Avoidasecha. Yeah, I'm. There's no Nusach Ashkenaz. I apologize.
Yeah,
but you'll see the word is the same either way. Now, is there a parallel between these two phrases? Do you see a parallel between these two phrases? Hashivenu v'karvenu. Are you with me? You see this inside? Take a look.
Rabbi, it's about coming back to Hashem.
Oh, so hashivenu is return and karvenu is come close. So these are very similar. There's returning and there's coming close. And who are we coming close to?
Hashem.
Avinu Malkeinu.
Our father, our king.
Good. And what's the last part? L'soyra secha, la'avoida secha.
Your Torah and your kabbalah.
Your service. We'll call it your service. Yeah? So what's going on here? Why do we say Hashivenu Avinu? And that's to Torah, and we say Karvenu Malkeinu, and that's to Avodah.
Oh, because we can come back to learning Torah, and we can return, but Hashem always wants us close to Him, so that we can feel His presence.
But only if He's the Melech.
Only if He's the Melech.
Only.
Oh, okay. So Hashem wants us close to Him as the Melech, so that we have like that. Something.
So let's look at it like this. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Maybe like Hashivenu Avinu Torah Techa, it's very like familiar. It's like family almost. It's caring.
Because Avinu. What's the caring part?
Avinu, he's saying our father. Torah,
okay.
He's teaching us Torah.
Good.
He's like giving it to us. It's like he wants us to have it. He wants us to return.
Oh, it's a.
But Karvenu Akinu Avodah Techa is like, he's like saying, it's kind of more like strict, almost like, love me, but also, like,
half of them, almost. We have two related. Yeah, what do you say, Shlomo?
Well, the Torah is the kosh, how Hashem connected to us, because He gave us the Torah.
Yeah.
But the avoda, the karbanos, was how we connect to Hashem with the karbanos.
So that's Avinu and Malkeinu?
Avinu and Malkeinu, with a different one, Rachmim and one, Div.
Maybe. You hear the question, right? Yeah. Notice that.
So maybe it's like Avinu is like our root. So like your Torah is our root, and then like, and our roots provide for a service for you. Like coming from our roots is the service that we're providing for you.
Okay, all right. Let's try to tie it all together. Any other thoughts out there? Take a look before we answer this. Take a look at the next paragraph, next bracha. Take a look at how this is parallel. Slach lanu Avinu, slach lanu. Ki chatanu. Because we have done something called a chait. Mechal lanu malkeinu. Give us mechila melech. Ki fashanu. Because we did something called a pesha. So you see again, Avinu Malkeinu, it is definitely some concept of returning, but one is called Slicha, and what's the second one? Mechila.
So the second one is more about like repenting for specific things we've done, and the first one's more about coming close to Hashem as our father and our king.
Why do you see more specific?
Because this one is...
In other words, what you have to answer is, what's the difference between a chait and a pesha? I don't know, who says it's more specific? There's something called a chait, something called a pesha.
No. It's more just zeroed in on just our specific actions.
Why, which one says a specific action? Yeah, what about mechalanu? In other words, neither one actually says what we did wrong.
Shmuel Esrei is more complex.
It's what we want out of it.
No, it's not. No. You're good. But I want you to see so far that we have this parallelism in these two brachas. There's Avinu Malkeinu. There's Hashiveinu. There's Karveinu. There's Torah. There's Avoda. There's Slicha. There's Mechila. There's Avinu. There's Malkeinu. There's Chet. There's Pesha. But let's put it all together. What you need to do, I need a board for this. Line these up. So what happens is, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha is parallel to Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatan. Because they're both Avinu. So Avinu comes with Tshuva and Slicha, Torah and Chet. Should we write this down? Can you write this down? So let's try to distinguish right away. Yeah, but what's a pesha? Also a sin.
What is it?
Also a sin.
Right.
So we're...
What is it actually?
Let me ask you a question. You bring a korban chatos, that's the word chait, for what type of avera? An avera that's done be shogeg. So what's shogeg? Negligently, not on purpose. All right, a posheya is a person who was really negligent and didn't do the right thing. So I don't know, on purpose, but certainly that was a more serious avera.
The first part we're saying it apologetically so he would forgive us, and the second part he's not going to forgive us, but we're just saying it.
Well, what you're saying, if I could say it in my own words, is there's a difference between slicha and mechila.
Yeah.
Slicha is some kind of forgiveness, because what we did wrong was like a chait. But mechila is like a pardon. Because we don't deserve it because, like, okay, listen, we rebelled.
Yeah.
But you can pardon us. Yes, are you with me on that? You guys on this corner of the room, you with me on this?
Yeah,
yeah, you're not going to regret it. Take a look. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu mechal lanu ki vashanu. We just worked that out, I think. That there's avinu and there's malkeinu. Because you know what? If you do something against the king, that's rebellion against the king.
Who wrote these?
Also
doing something against your father is rebelling against your father.
So who's easier to get forgiveness from?
From your father.
Yes. So we say to our father, you know what?
I'd rather please my father than the king.
Well, it depends on how close the sword is to your neck, probably.
That's true. It also depends who the king is. If it's Mashiach,
you expect your father to forgive you, though.
So in this case, it's Hashem is both Avinu and Hashem is Malkeinu. Now, there's some times we did something wrong, which is going to be defined as a pesha. We did something that was rebellious against the king. You cannot now go to your father and say, you know, forgive me, it was an accident. It wasn't an accident. So the king has a power that your father doesn't. Imagine that your father is, I don't know, maybe he's even a higher up in the government. I don't know. And you joined the rebellion against the king. But your dad has like an in, you know? He's going to try. Any guarantees?
No.
Because it's all up to the king. It's possible for the king to pardon you. But it's a pardon. You know what a pardon means?
Once he pardons you, you can't go back.
You're good to go. You're good to go if he pardons you.
Yeah,
so but a pardon means, I don't deserve this.
I got to go get my pardon, and then I can talk and watch it.
That's what it means. Mechalanu malkeinu kifashanu. I need a mechila from you, the melech, because I rebelled. Are you with me on that part? So far, so good. We're working backwards, yeah? So, on the last one right here, you with me? You see it? You have it on your phone? Yeah, you have it on your phone? Uh-huh. You have Sidurim. There's Sidurim. Yeah. I saw. Good. So, here we see that when it comes to Mechalanu Malkeinu Kifashanu, every word is precise. We're approaching the Melech. We don't have a choice because we rebelled. And our dad isn't going to help us. So we don't approach the Kadosh Baruch Hu as our father. We approach the Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech because I need Mechila. I need mechila. I need a pardon.
We're a father.
I know it was rebellious.
We're a father. Be more compassionate. Like,
yeah, but it's too late. You rebelled. Yeah. You go to your dad when you say, "Dad, I was such an idiot," and your dad says, "I know. I forgive
even
you."
When you rebel, you go to.
If you rebel against the king, you got a bigger problem.
If you go against the king,
the king would more likely chop off your head than your
father.
Yeah,
that's why you need a pardon. It's not so easy.
He's not giving you a pardon. He's chopping your head off.
He might. So, fortunately, our father is the king. But if you approach him as our father, he's going to be like, sorry, you know, there are rules. So, if there's a rebellion against the king, we approach the king for a pardon. That's mechalanu ki fashanu. Backtrack. Slach lonu avinu ki chatanu. Now, what does that mean? What's slach lanu ki chatanu? And it's avinu?
We're approaching our dad.
When? What kind of avera did we do?
Just like a shekel.
A chait. It's a mistake. It was a mistake. I didn't really appreciate how bad it was. I didn't understand. So dad says, like, okay, I get it. I understand. So that's avinu, and that's malkeinu.
Even if we kind of did it on purpose, I feel like the difference is more like, we did it on purpose, but we want forgiveness. We feel bad. We regret it.
Yeah, for sure.
First one is, we did this, we still might not even know that it was wrong or blah, blah, blah.
Well, so we wouldn't ask for slicha. Asking for slicha means we messed up.
The second one I'm saying.
Pesha? Yeah.
Mechila, even if we know it's like, even if we don't know it's wrong, we're saying, just forgive me for all the things that I did willingly.
I mean, sometimes we just don't know. You know, what you're saying is, what you're saying is there are certain things that we may have done that we didn't intentionally do. That's really more of a chait.
People still struggle with, like, you know, oh, I did this, but I'm not even
the pesha means.
I'm so sorry for it still. I still want your forgiveness, but, you know.
Yeah, but the pesha means we know we rebelled. We know we rebelled. I need a pardon.
Where's the other stuff?
Then there are other things that we did that, like, we know it was a mistake. We're stupid. We made a mistake, you know. I didn't appreciate how bad it was. I didn't understand what I was doing.
There's another category, though.
That's what?
Of, like...
I would say that's three categories.
Like, I'm sorry, but yeah. I would do it again kind of category.
Right. So, I think, if we're on the same... We're categorizing it the same. So, we often speak about three categories of chait. There's chait, avon, and pesha. Right? Avon is not exactly appearing in this one. But there's chait, avon, and pesha, and some distinguish between them. You guys ready for this? As accidental averos, purposeful averos, rebellion, and taiva averos. There's certain things that I'm caught up in. It's not really a shogeg, but it's also not a rebellion. It's just because I'm so caught up in such a taiva. That I would say are the three categories. Yeah? Okay, so guys, get off your phones unless your mom is looking at the words. You should not be on your phones unless you're looking at the words. Now, ready for the first one? Hashiveinu? Hashiveinu. So when it comes to our relationship with Hashem, we have two components here. There's Torah and there's Avodah. Now, we would have expected that Torah and Avodah go together because how do you know how to serve Hashem other than the Torah, right? So that's really the same thing. But this, what I'm about to say, I think is going to be very helpful. The word tshuva literally means what? What is to return? Yes, tshuva shav. Yeah, tshuva means to return. Correct? Yes. To what?
To Hashem.
Well, so it doesn't mean in proximity. So we need to add a few words. What does that mean? To maybe Hashem hates us. We want to return to His good graces. Okay, possibility. What else?
Return to our ways of Torah.
In other words, there's a pathway. Yeah, the ways of Torah that we're returning because we've gone off some sort of path. We've lost our way. So the return is to Hashem, but it's to the way that we serve Hashem, as expressed in the Torah. How else do we know how to serve Hashem? So the tshuva is really to the Torah. Are we together on that?
Yeah.
Mordechai, what did I say? That the tshuva is really to what? Hashivinu avinu le?
To come back.
Sarasecha. But what are you returning to?
We're returning to Hashem. Like Hashem.
Because he's far away?
No, because Hashem said he knew we were going to transgress. He knew we were going to sin.
Yeah.
But he said he's always here for us and he wants us to come back to him.
So what does coming back mean?
He wants us to forgive ourselves. So
what is coming back? Where were you? You're lost?
No, we were a little, we separated ourselves from Hashem.
How so?
We distance ourselves.
How so?
We thought we weren't worthy of Hashem.
By transgressing, by doing the wrong things.
Say it better.
Right? You're off the path of doing behaviors.
Yeah.
I'm doing the wrong behaviors. So how do you do the better? What behaviors are you returning to?
The first step.
What behaviors are we returning to? The ways of Hashem, which are the mitzvos. Dahinu, the Torah. Oh, you're here. Excellent. So that's what it means. Hashivenu avinu l'sayra secha. Pashut. Isn't that pashut? But we don't usually think of it that way, right? Because we're thinking too abstract. Returning to Hashem. It means return to what? To the way to the Torah. Hashivenu avinu l'sayra secha. I'm not following the mitzvahs right. I'm not following Torah right. I don't even know what the halacha is. Hashivenu avinu l'sayra secha. Bring me back.
Hashivenu avinu b'torah secha.
No, it's to it.
It's to, not in. Right, but then we would get to where you're saying. Faster.
If we're, what do you mean by in?
How do you? You're saying return to the Torah.
Yeah.
But Hashbeinu Avinu L'Torah Techa is return to your father for the
Torah. We're speaking to a father. My father, it's Yoda order. Yeah, my father, return us to the Torah. Tati. Our Father in heaven returning to the Torah. So, Hashivenu. So, this is really interesting now. You ready for this? The parallel over here is there's Avinu and there's Malkeinu. So, that's why when it comes to messing up, we want, if it's just an Avera, it's a chait, it's a shogeg, we say Avinu, Tati, you know. But if it's a rebellion, you got to get a pardon. So, when it comes to something called Avoida, so that's why it's Hashivenu, Avinu, let's say it's Avinu. Our fathers when they gave us the Torah. But when it comes to coming close to Avoida, now it's the Melech. Yeah? What'd you say?
What do you say?
It's like puppy eyes. It's like we're saying that like, yes, oh, we're so
for sure. For sure.
What do you mean when you say Avoida? You mean the Karbanos?
So Avoida is broader than Karbanos. It is Karbanos is one thing. Davening is also called Avoida. And Avoida can be broader than that. It can be anything that's like service of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Meaning, when we do anything we do all day, is that part of our service of Hashem? When you go to Dunkin' and you get something to eat, you know, during Shir, is that because I need energy to learn Torah and it's part of my Avoida? Or it's because I didn't really want to be in Shir and I needed a break and I needed some fresh air and I didn't really want to be there anyway, so I'll waste some time and I'll go to Dunkin'? Or it was a...
You might not need it, but it might help you.
Well, so, but as long as you have Kavana that it might help you, so then you're good. That's Avoida. So that's a broader definition of Avoida.
We're doing tshuva, we're feeling our father, not king, because like, isn't the king Dim and our father?
So that's why in the next paragraph it's spelled out. There are two. Let me ask you a very important question now. Now that we have two paragraphs, why do we need two different brachas for this? What's the difference between the first one and the second one? Who hears the question I just asked? What is the difference between the Hashivenu bracha and the Slach Lanu bracha? Aren't they really saying the same thing?
No.
What's the difference? Tell me the difference.
We just went over the difference. One is coming back to our king, one is coming back to our and repenting, telling our father about.
There were two different kinds of sins.
One's tshuva, one's slicha.
What's the difference? I want you to spell out the difference between the two.
One is like as a whole, just returning to Torah mitzvos, and one is on a lower scale, as like just like telling our father like we messed up, please take us back. Like,
okay. Okay, Charlie?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say something similar on how one is kind of about implying that you're going to change, or like I'm making something wrong, and another one is kind of praising, acknowledging, or bringing back.
Okay.
Ruben? One's acknowledging what you did wrong, and then the second one is what you saying it to everybody else.
Which one is actual tshuva? Let's say it like that.
Hashivenu
is the actual tshuva? I can see it in both ways. Depends on your definition. Yeah?
So, the first one is saying we're going to return to the path.
Yeah.
The second one is saying we're going to walk down the path. Avoda. We're actually
okay. You have a very colorful way of saying that. I hear.
Right? So...
Yeah, the question is, why do we need two paragraphs for tshuva? Hashivenu avinu l'sarisachva, karvinu malkeinu l'avoidisachva, slachlu anu avinu kichatanu, mechal anu makinu kivasham. These are two different brachas. What do we need two for? Let's answer. So everybody, I think, is saying the same thing. I'll say it in my way. That there's something called the essence of tshuva. And then, are you guys with me? There's something called the essence of tshuva, which is internal. It's a feeling. It's a desire. And then there's something called vidui. Vidui means what? Yes, the confession itself. The mechanism, I'm saying something carefully here, the mechanism for tshuva is vidui. Do you remember what we spoke about? You got to change malachim, right? If you don't do vidui, it's very nice you want to do tshuva, but you didn't change the past. So slach lanu, when you say this in a few hours, yes? You're going to get atonement from something you might have done today, like maybe I'm being on your phone in shir, you know? So like, slach lanu avinu, ki chatanu, pashanu, I'm not sure which one it is. Oh yeah, but it's tshuva. It's tshuva. So, hashivenu, can I tell you something? You know, there's a pasuk, hashivenu avinu, the Sefer Sechel. No, how does it go? Hashivenu, Hashem, Eilecha. Hashivenu, Hashem Eilecha, Vena Shuva. Kadeshavenu, Kekada. Hashem Eilecha. I don't hear you. Yeah, man, okay, get down. You don't feel it. The singing during shir. That was the whole shir yesterday. Yeah, right?
But you know Eric Control, they issued a...
We saw the whole shir yesterday. It's recorded, it's online. I posted it in the chat. Listen to it when you get a chance. Yeah, Chevra. Hashivenu Avinu is because we really want a Kaddish Baruch Hu to help us. What does it mean? What does it mean when we say Hashivenu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva? What does it mean? V'nashuva. Hashivenu v'nashuva. Hashivenu v'nashuva. What does it mean? Hashivenu v'nashuva. Just do it then. Hashivenu means Hashem return us. V'nashuva means and we will return. Well, if you want to return, just do it.
No, we can't. We
right? Sometimes we need a Kaddish Baruch Hu to help us a little bit. You ever hear, I want to want?
Yeah.
We want to want. But I'm not ready yet. But I want to want. Sometimes we want to want to want. You know what I mean?
Want.
Yeah. But at least to want is something. So Hashivenu and then Nashuva. Hashivenu Avinu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need your help. I want to want. And once we're ready to do it, slach lanu, we do tshuva. But sometimes we need a little help. So we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. You can say this with tears, can't you? You can say this every day with tears.
I want to say.
Okay, that's good enough. Yeah? That Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarah Secha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know what Torah is. I don't always love it. I don't always feel it. HaKadosh Baruch Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarah Secha. HaKadosh Baruch, I want to do the right thing. I have a lot of challenges. Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodah Secha.
What are the challenges?
Oh boy. Yeah? And then comes the actual V-doing. Slach lanu means I need to say what I did wrong to get kapara. So these are two different brachas, but they're all parallel. Yeah. So let's, can we just chazer what we said?
Yeah.
Let's chazer what we said. So you see the parallelism in the two. Hashivenu avinu l'sarvasecha, karvenu malkeinu l'avodasecha. There's avinu. There's malkeinu. There's hashivenu. There's kerav tanu. There's Torah. There's avoda.
Why do hashivenu first before slach lanu?
No, that's mamish exactly it, right? Is that when we say Hashivenu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva, is that the nashuva is after Hashem is Hashivenu. Sometimes we need help to do it. Because the Hashivenu, the first bracha, is about the internal tshuva. The desire, the want, the need for the relationship. But you gotta do vidu. That's the mechanism to change the past. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's saying what we did wrong. And in fact, do you guys know this? Where do they have it over here? And a lot of them, I have it by Shema Kolenu. By Shema Kolenu, there actually is a place to actually say what we did wrong. Ano Hashem, chatasi avisi poshati lefanecha. So those are the... So you see exactly parallel. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, mechalanu malkeinu ki fashanu. Are we together? You see what I'm saying? You want to say it over so that we can... You want to try to say it over? The second paragraph is Pasha, and then we'll work back to the first. The second paragraph is, you have Chait and you have Pesha. If a person rebelled against Hashem, he's rebelling against the Melech. He can't go to your dad and say, can you help me? You need a pardon. That's why we say, Mechal lanu malkeinu kifashanu. Because a pesha is a rebellion. And you need a pardon. So you have to approach the Melech for a pardon. But if a person just messed up and it was an accident and he really realized what he did, so it's not a rebellion against the Melech. So he goes to dad. He says, dad, I was an idiot. He says, I know.
Yeah.
It depends on the Avera. If the Avera was a rebellion, you need a pardon. But if the Avera wasn't so bad, it was only a chait, so then you can go to your father and
say, more of a rebellion is rebellion against your father.
What's considered rebellion?
You can't really rebel against your father because he's not a Melech.
What's a rebellion?
On purpose.
Who does that Avera on purpose?
Like disappear.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like, who says, okay, I'm doing this because I want to do this there.
So you go back to him and you say, I'm an idiot. I don't know what I was thinking. Why would I? Like, I know that you know what you're doing, and I know that the rules you make are for my best interest. I was an idiot.
I would call that a rebellion. You know?
But it's your father.
Yeah, like,
that's how it's.
But if there's a Melech and there's a rebellion, it's a different story. Anyway.
When you say a rebellion, do you mean like.
On purpose.
What does it mean on purpose? You turn light on because you want to do the Vera, you turn light on because you really hate the dark.
The person's mad at God.
No,
you know?
He says, okay, I'm really scared of the dark. I know it's usher to turn light on Shabbos, I'm going to do it anyway. Not because I want to.
He's afraid of the dark?
Yeah, he's mortified of the dark, which is 10 Shabbos.
That's not a rebellion. A rebellion means a person says, I'm mad at God today, so I'm going to do this.
No one does that now.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
Good, Baruch Hashem.
No, nobody does that.
Good. I hope you're right.
No, obviously people do it, but that's way smaller than I thought. I thought it was more like you accidentally, whatever,
You know, nowadays, it's I hope it's very hard to rebel against Hashem. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no sense of things. You know, I would imagine that most things Bizman Hazeh are Chatoim.
Is there a different Beis HaHar? They get rid of that Yitzhar too, if they go to Zohar?
At the second Beis HaMikdash, that's what it says.
They got rid of them both. They heart to the calling of Hashem.
Of what is art, in that way.
Yeah, well, because I think maybe also the rebellion against Hashem. Because I had no desire to rebel against Hashem.
That's interesting. Okay, anyway. So, and then the first paragraph is about the internal experience of Tshuva. That's the Hashiveinu. Torah is related to Avinu. And Avodah is related to Malkeinu.